Sarah Chambers from Holiday Rentals is here. First of all then, Sarah, our local area, Birmingham and the West Midlands, we're doing all right, aren't we? We're relatively popular, I think.
Yes, you are very popular indeed, actually. I mean, as an area, the West Midlands actually is the fourth most popular area in the UK, and you have attracted 975,000 visits over a 12-month period, and that's generated a huge £314 million in income. So, yeah, not too bad at all.
And I would imagine people have a perception of places like Birmingham and they would say, ah, perhaps not a holiday location, but we seem to be doing OK. I'm quite surprised at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you think about what people want for a holiday, and I think now people are starting to reconsider places within the UK. I mean, what do people want when they go for a city break? They want great shopping, they want a little bit of culture, they want some historic places to visit. And I mean, you know, the cities, including Birmingham in the West Midlands, they've got that. And I think people are actually starting to realise that, and that there is actually a lot on their doorstep that they can explore that offers the same kind of, or in some cases, an even better holiday experience than you would get abroad.
And obviously, just down the road, I mean, for people that live in this region, OK, you're not going to go on holiday here, but there's loads of great days out at places like Stratford and Alton Towers as well.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, wherever you live, I doubt very much that you've explored your local area. I mean, I live in London, but, you know, there's so many places just on your doorstep that you can explore. All you need to do is start doing a little bit of research on the internet, you know, visit your local tourist office. And I'm sure even within like an hour's drive or maybe even less of where you are, particularly within the West Midlands, as you guys have so much on offer there, that you're going to find some place to go that you haven't been before.
How important is it to sort of the local economy that we do use the local area and we sort of embrace it? Because, I mean, at the moment, everyone's feeling the pinch a little bit, aren't they?
Exactly. And, I mean, you have to bear in mind, you know, tourism is a huge industry in Britain anyway. Prior to this year, it hasn't been as popular to holiday at home as to go abroad. But if you do take a holiday at home, you know, you're massively benefiting not just the local area where you go, but the economy as a whole. Like I said, I mean, tourism is the sixth largest industry in the country, and therefore, you know, that's employing a huge number of people and supporting a huge number of jobs. And if you take a holiday at home, then you are ploughing money into that industry.
I mean, some people will use the argument, though. They'll look at the cut price deals you can get abroad, especially if you book late, and you can probably end up somewhere in the sun for a week for, I don't know, if you're lucky, £200. What are you going to get in Britain for that money?
I think £200, you know, that's going to be a really, really budget holiday abroad. And, you know, you've got the stress of sort of getting on the plane, getting there. You know, you've got all your spending money when you're there. And I mean, it quickly adds up. And, you know, yeah, OK, it might be great. You might be tempted by a real package holiday in the sun. You spend £400 to £500 in the UK. That can get you the price for a 2-bedroom cottage average is between £400 to £500, and that's for the whole property. So per head, you know, between sort of, you know, typical two parents, two kids, or two to three kids, that's around about £100 a head. So you're cutting that cost in half, but you're getting somewhere way, way nicer. So it is definitely, definitely worth considering.
And also, you know, once the kids fly the nest, get away with friends and something like that sounds quite good fun, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, what we're seeing as well, what's becoming increasingly popular, is people actually renting big places. And if you, the good thing as well, like you've touched on people going away with, or teenagers perhaps wanting some space, but the good thing is if you rent a whole property, you rent a whole house, one, it could be somewhere pretty cool, especially if it's a larger property, you could be living like a kind of lord and lady of the manor for a week. And then, you know, you'll have enough rooms for the kids to take a friend if they're a little bit older. You'll have perhaps another family could come with you that you're really close with, or perhaps even, you know, if you've got younger children, what we've found that people have said they do on our site is that they bring along the grandparents, and that not only enables you all to spend quality time together, which obviously, you know, time's precious now, people struggle to kind of find time for family and friends, but also means that you have babysitters on hand if the grandparents are there. So that's actually becoming very popular.
Absolutely. Just tell me, obviously places like Cornwall are going to be very popular. I would imagine some parts of Scotland are very popular. Where are the areas that are up and coming in the UK? Perhaps places that we haven't really embraced yet and we haven't really had the chance to explore.
Well, I think you were spot on there with the places that are really, really popular. But I think, you know, Kent we've seen has been really, really popular this year because that is obviously really, really easy to get to if you're just driving down from London. And actually, you know, it's quite easy to access anyway with the motorway network. Edinburgh is actually really, really popular. Like you said, you know, perhaps people traditionally go up into the Highlands for a country break, but cities throughout the country are becoming really, really popular. Edinburgh and London and Bath are really, really popular on our site. And also just within a slightly shorter drive along the south coast, Dorset is also very popular as well.
And obviously, you say about city breaks, and I mean, obviously, we've mentioned the likes of Bath and London and Edinburgh, the ones you'd expect to be there. But I mean, I went up to Leeds a couple of weeks ago. It's much like Birmingham in terms of a city, but actually, there's so much to do, and you don't realise how these cities have reinvigorated themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just looking at our statistics now again, and like you said, Leeds is really, really popular. It's actually doing quite well. That's actually the 12th most popular city. Birmingham is within the top five. Obviously, that's really, really popular. You've got London, Edinburgh, Manchester, Glasgow and Birmingham, the top five. But then some ones perhaps further down that people might not immediately think of are, well, we've got Brighton on there, which I'm very, very fond of because I went to university there. Cardiff, like you said, Leeds, Nottingham and also York is absolutely beautiful as well. So there are plenty of places on offer if you're looking for a city break.
And obviously, the good thing is you don't have to stay in a hotel, do you?
No, exactly. I mean, it's like we were saying, if you're looking to cut the cost per head of your holiday, a really, really popular way to holiday now is to stay in a holiday home. The great thing is you might think, oh, God, I can't afford a second home, you know, in the country. Well, you can. You just rent someone else's. And I don't think people have thought of that before. I mean, it's certainly something I'd never thought of before I worked in the industry. But it really is a really cost effective way to travel. And you basically can enjoy all the benefits of your own private holiday home, but you just for a fraction of the price.
Sarah, that's brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much. And I'm sure whatever we do this summer, it's going to be fun. And let's try and stay in the UK.
Exactly.